About 2 million Venezuelans have fled to neighboring Colombia to escape food shortages, joblessness, and authoritarian rule. But this flood of migrants is creating a backlash. As John Otis reports, Colombians are now blaming Venezuelans for everything from rising crime to the spread of COVID-19.
At this aid station in the Colombian town of Pamplona, volunteers hand out ham and cheese sandwiches to Venezuelan migrants. After walking 3 days from the Venezuelan border, the travelers are hungry, exhausted, and dejected.
Nos trataron mal. Trataron mal. Los únicos lugares donde no han tratado bien son en los refugios.
One of the migrants, Alexander Gonzalez, tells me Colombia has become hostile territory for Venezuelans, but many feel they have no other options but to come here.
Prácticamente nos escupen la cara de frente.
Colombians, Gonzalez says, practically spit in our faces. Initially, Colombians offered a warmer welcome to the migrants, perhaps because many knew how it felt to be uprooted. In the 1980s and 90s, oil-rich Venezuela provided safe haven and jobs to thousands of Colombians fleeing a drug-fueled guerrilla war. But attitudes are changing.
Y que no tengan regularizada su situación migratoria.
Colombian President Iván Duque told a Bogotá radio station that undocumented Venezuelans would not be vaccinated for the coronavirus. Meanwhile, local officials all across the country are complaining that they've been left largely on their own to deal with a flood of impoverished Venezuelans.
Y se nos llenó Pamplona. No teníamos cómo. Hay desorden, hay desorganización, mejor dicho.
Pamplona is overflowing with migrants, and we have no way to deal with it, says the town's mayor, Humberto Pisciotti. Now we have chaos. As many as 300 migrants per day arrive in Pamplona, an Andean mountain town that lies along the main highway to Bogota and other major cities. Many beg for food or seek medical care. Nearly all continue their journey after a day or two. But town officials say a small number have joined street gangs that sell drugs and rob stores. Pamplona residents, like Nelson Maldonado, now regard all Venezuelans with suspicion.
Está bien que mucha y mucha de esta gente fuera personas que aportaran a nuestra economía.
It would be fine if they were people who contributed to the economy, says Maldonado, but they only come here to commit crimes.
Bueno, la protesta en la vía fue porque el alcalde obviamente sí iba a hacerse el
Maldonado helped organize a demonstration against the town's plan to open a shelter for the migrants. The protesters feared the shelter would attract even more Venezuelans. The plan was eventually scrapped, thus migrants continue to sleep outside, on sidewalks and in town parks.
Mujeres y niños. Un momento. Un espacio. Mujeres y niños.
As the backlash grows, Colombian police are deporting more and more undocumented migrants. At this roadblock near Pamplona, officers have detained about 50 Venezuelans, including José Páez.
Gano 750 mil bolívares semanal. ¿Qué me alcanza eso ni para un kilo de arroz?
Páez tells me that he left Venezuela because his weekly salary as a baker wasn't even enough to buy a bag of rice. Then Páez turns to the police officers and asks them to let him go.
No venimos allá buscando un mejor futuro para acá y ve cómo nos están tratando. Porque mira, tengo 2 días caminando.
We came to Colombia seeking a better future, he tells them. Look at how you're treating us. I've been walking for 2 days, and now you're going to send me back? Ignoring his pleas, the officers put Páez and the other migrants aboard trucks bound for the Venezuelan border. For NPR News, I'm John Otis in Pamplona, Colombia.